Good morning. A Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Well, Mike, your cousin Frank, and I don't know that you have a cousin Frank, apparently can still be hired after the defeat of a resolution about nepotism in Albany.
Yeah, the Albany County Legislature on Monday defeated this resolution, which would have barred elected officials' relatives from being hired to work for the county. There was a heated debate, but the lawmakers voted 2-1, 25-13, against this anti-nepotism resolution. If it passed, it would have prevented hiring of former county elected officials, too, and it would have changed the way a lot of hiring is done in Albany County. Those against the resolution wondered who really cares about this issue and thought it went too far. The prohibition on hiring would not have affected any civil service positions. Last month, the Times Union did an investigation that found at least 11 local elected officials in the capital region had at least 3 relatives working for local government. That included several Albany County legislators. And we found that Albany County Executive Dan McCoy has at least 10 relatives on the county payroll. But it's not going to change right away.
What about the issue of frack waste? Environmentalists and state lawmakers worried about this, and of course, fracking banned in New York.
Yeah, well, environmentalists are concerned because of a study issued by the Environmental Advocates of New York, a lobbying group supporting the environment. It says that since 2010 in the western part of New York State, there has been more than 600,000 tons of this waste from other states that comes from the fracking process to retrieve natural gas from underground. And it says that there's another 22,000 barrels of liquid from fracking coming across the border. So they want the Department of Environmental Conservation in New York to tighten the rules and not allow this to happen anymore. Yet the department says that that study is inaccurate. And there's a little bit of a dispute going over whether it's even happening now. But this group is trying to make it so it cannot happen.
Mike Spain, he is the associate editor of the Times Union. For more on these stories or others in the paper today, you can head to timesunion.com. And you can also listen to Mike and my conversation again at wamc.org. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, David.